This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasothi. Friday, which means Dr. George Lee, consultant urologist in the studio with us. And today we're discussing, it's our last show for November, George.
Absolutely.
It's the last Friday of the month of November.
Yes, I was like, can you believe it? Today's, is it Black Friday or something?
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
Dr. Arif, is that right?
It is. It's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday.
It's
Black Friday.
It's a shopping like Friday. There's no tomorrow.
That's right. Do you know why it's called Black Friday, right?
Oh, no,
not
idea.
Not.
Do you know why it's called Black Friday?
No.
The reason why it's called Black Friday, it's the first day where, based on all the taxation and expenditure, where retail companies think they make a profit. The whole year, they've just been covering cost and tax. Mm. So today's the first day.
Oh. Really?
Black. They're in the black today.
Oh, literally. It's a long time to wait in the year to actually
get into the black. US and European taxation is very high.
Right, that's right. Yeah, welcome, Dr. Arif. How are you today?
Still suffering with my voice. Just came back from an 11-country trip.
Are you serious?
So, yeah.
You're competing.
I recover, and then I go kind of, yeah.
That's all right. Wow. So it's the end of the year, so everybody's probably going away anyway.
Oh, it's just scary, isn't it? It's like,
why?
You know, we're going to get into 2016 very soon.
Very quickly.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. Just and, you know, this is, I don't know, it's going to be my 8th year next year. That is a bit scary.
I think it's scary. I think you have every reason to be afraid.
That's right.
Okay, we are, you know, last Friday of November, and, you know, in the first Friday, George, we spoke about prostate and testicular cancer. Mm. And then after that, we spoke about mental health.
That's right.
And then last week, we spoke about fertility. And today, we are going to be exploring the Y chromosome, the chromosome that makes up the man.
That's right.
That's what makes a man a man.
Mm-hmm.
Male.
That's right.
Humans. Humans.
Humans.
And
humans.
What's worrying is the Y chromosome is sort of under threat. Do you think it's exaggerated, Dr.
Harry? Tell us a little bit about what this study is.
Well, this study was done where they looked at men and compared. Essentially, they looked at damage within the Y chromosome. And the Y chromosome, as you said, is what makes it's. So if we go back to some genetics, we all have 23 pairs of chromosomes. Women have two X chromosomes, mm-hmm. and then men have one X and one Y.
Right. Okay.
And there is this fundamental principle, which is, you can think of it like photocopying, right? If you have two paintings and one gets damaged, you can always copy it from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pairs of chromosomes. So women are more superior to men. From a genetics perspective.
Okay, he admits that now. It's official now.
He quickly said from a genetics perspective.
From a genetics perspective. Anyway, whereas men, unfortunately, George and I, we only have one copy of the Y chromosome, and it pairs with the X chromosome. So when there are mistakes or problems with the Y chromosome, it's got no one to fix it from. It hasn't got a buddy.
So the Y chromosome has no duplicate.
And that's what makes it very prone to errors and
But
change.
In the past, we used to think Y chromosome is mere small arm of the chromosome. And then many people used to think that, I remember in medical school days, they used to say that it is not significant. But this study shows otherwise. Is that right?
Well,
let's elaborate.
Let me tell you what they said. They basically said that people who have been found to have damage their Y chromosome, they called it loss of Y, L-O-Y, mm-hmm. basically lived 5.5 years less, and they had a higher chance of developing cancer.
Right.
Now,
where was this study done?
This was done in Sweden, so there's lots of, Uppsala, mm-hmm. pretty cold at this time of year. There are issues with this study. I mean, what they're saying is what's happening. Their theory was, why is this happening? And they said that the genes that had been lost could be involved in preventing tumors or tumor growth. Hence, their theory was, if you lost bits of your Y chromosome, you don't have the genes that help prevent tumors anymore, and you can't fight off tumors and cancers as they grow. Hence why some of these men are dying earlier, living 5.5 years less, having a much higher chance of developing cancer.
Well,
now, there's lots of holes in the study, and we're going to I'm going to try and dissect explore a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, essentially, I mean, from the understanding that I had, is that research looking into 1,153 men in Sweden. These are elderly men who had lost their Y chromosome, died on average of 5.5 years earlier. I mean, we all know across the world, every single country's women outlive men by at least 5 years. And then, you know, in Europe, apparently women outlive men by 7.5 years. So what I really want to know is, like, previously we always say this is nurture. It's because men don't look after themselves. We smoke too much. We drink too much. We drive fast cars. That's the reason why there is that discrepancy.
Women drive fast cars.
You understand?
We do, actually.
Women do. I've seen. I think the women drive much faster in KL than men.
Right. Okay. Anyway, well, but anyway. despite that, they still outlive us. And then also, you know, in my kind of like practice, we look at male treatment-seeking behavior, and we always thought this is also nurture because men go and see doctor later. And then hence they compromise their chances of success in treatment, and especially when it comes to cancer. But when I looked at this paper and I was thinking, wow, does that mean genetically we are the weaker gender? So, Arif, you need to answer that question.
Just before we go on, you mentioned, George, that you studied in medical school that the Y chromosome is not significant.
Well, it's always mentioned. It's always mentioned that it's a short arm. It's only a very small amount of genetic material that harbors in the Y chromosome.
Okay.
And then essentially it just differentiates between men and women. And then that's why it's always portrayed as insignificant. But so one thing that I am hoping that we later on can actually look at, it's only later on that, you know, in the medical school, we began to realize that infertility issues has got deletions and also abnormality in the Y chromosome that is resulting in that. So I think the story is unraveling that this is not an insignificant piece of genetic material. Is that true?
Well, okay, I just want to clarify one thing. So in this study, this one in Uppsala, these men didn't lose all of their Y chromosome. They lost bits of it. They lost bits of it. And George is absolutely right. The Y chromosome is very small. I mean, all chromosomes have two arms, but it's like a little teeny bird, you know, compared to
out pouch.
Yeah. Whereas if you look at where you look at chromosome 1 or chromosome 2, it's like a massive eagle with two arms.
And what sort of proportion? Kind of like
the whole genome, if you look at all the chromosomes, the whole genome is 3,000 million bits of DNA.
Right.
The Y chromosome is 58 million. It's you know, it's roughly 2%.
Right.
Hence the insignificant.
It only has 50 genes on it, whereas the whole number of genes on the human genome is 22,000 something.
Oh, right.
So, you know,
so that's sort of proportion we're looking
at. Yeah. Now, there have been all these kind of like, you know, sensationalist press in the last 10, 15 years. There was some press 7 or 8 years ago which was saying that men are going to be wiped out because this group published a paper, I think more than 10 years ago, there was a paper published by this group, which I can't remember. But they said they tried to estimate the loss of because the Y chromosome has been getting smaller with time. If you go back 25 million...
Oh, okay, so we started off small and then we're getting smaller.
No. It started off quite big and then it's got smaller with
all right,
time.
Evolution is getting
evolutionary,
smaller.
Because the problem is, you see, it has no one to copy, it has nobody to copy
right, okay.
and fix itself.
Well, it says it's gone from having 1,400 genes to only 45.
Well, that's taken millions of years, and I want to allay the fear. I mean, it's
1,400.
I don't want to freak out all the men listening to this because even though this study about 10 years ago said that basically, you know, they estimated that in 10 million years there'd be no more men, more Y chromosome.
On that note, I think we need to get the Klang Valley to join the conversation.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Right, okay. Give us a call. What do you think?
I hasten to add that it's not true. That's not going to happen. So there was the more recent studies have shown that the loss actually is far less than we thought. And there was a study published last year where they compared the human Y chromosome to the macaque Y chromosome. And the macaque was a common macaque and humans have a common ancestor which split 25 million years ago. And when they compared that, they found that only one gene had been lost in the last 25 million years. So
amongst the macaques?
Humans as well. So okay. The kind of the most recent stuff is saying, well, you know, we like it or not, you know, men, you know, whether you like that or not, are going to be around for a while. But George's, you know, going back to George's practice, you know, the Y chromosome has got this gene, the SRY gene, which is involved in determining, you know, a male fetus.
You know, yeah.
A male fetus. But there are other genes related to fertility and sperm production. So if there is a mutation to one of the genes, that can cause infertility.
Mm. Okay. And those are only discovered like in the recent two decades, right?
I mean, yeah.
Because, you know, previously this short out pouch of a so-called Y,
little bird.
A little bird, little kind of like a bulge there, and it's always perceived as insignificant, and it's getting shorter.
Yes, but yeah. It's involved, as you said, in sex determination, sperm production, but it also has other functions, for an example, preventing tumours.
Well, you see, this is where I was trying to think through this paper and trying to pick holes in it. And I don't know the science, the people behind the work, but I did. See, and I don't want to criticize the press or the media, especially since we're on radio.
but that is all right.
Yeah, nothing to do. I'm not criticizing BFM. But the media sometimes picks up, you know, what is a full-length science research paper, which is often difficult to read, unfortunately, and then converts it into a headline-grabbing story, and a lot of details are lost. And you have to – I kind of went back to the proper paper and read it. And there are actually lots of holes in this study.
What are the holes?
Well, the first thing is women don't have a Y chromosome, right? Mm-hmm. And so if they're saying that these genes that are being lost – and they're saying that these genes are specific to the Y chromosome. Because there are a lot of genes that are in common between the X and the Y. So they're saying these are specific to the Y chromosome. So if these genes were so important in protecting us humans, let's forget about male, female, against cancer, then women would also have these genes. And women don't have them at all, so they should be dying far earlier. Do you see what
valid,
I mean?
Okay.
It's a little hole. And the other thing is the cause and effect thing. Now, I think the last show I did was about DNA repair, or the one before. And we know that the environment causes damage to our DNA, and it's kind of indiscriminate. It will damage chromosome 1, chromosome X, chromosome 22, chromosome Y. And this could be a cause and effect. You know, if you have more damage to your DNA, that means you're doing something maybe, or you're in a certain environment, or you have a certain lifestyle, which means you have more damage to your DNA. So they should have looked at the other chromosomes in more detail. Was it general damage or just the Y chromosome? So I think there's some interesting issues with this paper. And the most interesting one, I'm sorry, I'm cutting to the thing here, is the same group published a paper 3 months later, and they found that actually smoking leads to a lot of erosion of the Y chromosome. And it causes shortening and damage of the Y chromosome. And what they found was, this was in December last year, what they found was that it's dose dependent, which means the more you smoked, the more damage you caused to your Y chromosome.
What are the consequences of damage? Besides, of course, everything involved in sex determination.
Does anyone know?
And like sperm production.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the most obvious fundamental thing that the Y chromosome does is involved in sex determination, in terms of infertility. I think in terms of these other things that are being talked about, there is a word. I'm sorry to get too technical, but there are genes which are called pseudo-autosomal, and so these genes are also present in other bits of. The Y chromosome shares this with other chromosomes. In fact, a very recent study from a few weeks ago, I really went to town today because I wanted to impress George.
I can see.
I wanted to impress George today. I haven't seen him for a while, so I thought I'll try and impress
George. What about me?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to impress George. Yeah. So,
well, what he's implying is you're easily impressed.
Oh.
Yeah. I try and impress you all the time.
Or you're intimidated by George. Which one of them?
Probably the latter. Probably the latter. So, what they found, this group in the U.S., which is at MIT Whitehead Institute, which is in Boston, is they found that genes they thought had disappeared from the Y chromosome, they found them on other chromosomes.
Oh.
Right?
So there might be some transfer.
So this is, you know, we go back to all living things, we have this innate ability to survive. Mm. And things that are, it's a founding principle in genetics, things that are important, you know, certain genes are called essential. You can't live without these genes. Mm. You need them. Otherwise, you don't have them, you will die. So, you know, other animals have found a way. For example, voles, male voles, and I think the spiny rat somewhere, they don't have a Y chromosome. It's gone. But you still have. They had one.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
So it can happen to you as well.
Well, the point is, voles, there are still male voles and there are still female voles running around.
Arif, I mean, after all that thing, we've gone through 15 minutes of waffling.
So now you're saying.
So what I want to know is that yes, is it true or no, it's not true? Come on, give us something.
And if there is no Y chromosome and there are still male and female voles, then. Are you saying it's not determining sex? It's not determining sperm production?
No, I'm not saying that. Right now, it does do that. But you can imagine a scenario in the future.
Somehow it can evolve into transferring kind of sex determination in other genes.
Yeah, this is what's happened in voles, is the genes involved in determining a male vole have gone into a different chromosome, chromosome. So it's kind of like, well, whatever.
Dumpang somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, it's been transposed.
Carry out your function, but somewhere
but
else.
But somewhere else. Somehow it's just been borrowed somewhere else.
So
George,
ask me the question.
Let's go back to this.
So no, we'll come back.
All right, we come back.
We'll
and also
back.
We want you to join the conversation because all this time we think that, you know, women outlive men, it's because of nature. So what's your opinion, nature or nurture? Give us a ring.
Yep. More waffling coming up.
the phone number is 0377 109000. You can tweet BFM Radio or text 0162019000. What do you think? Is the Y chromosome shedding genes like a snake sheds its skin? Coming up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasothi. We're on our last show of the month of Movember. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. This month, George has decided to look at, well, most of the time we speak about prostate and testicular cancer, which we did to keep up to the whole spirit of Movember in the first show. Second, we spoke about mental health in middle-aged mm-hmm. men. I think that was a pretty good show as well, George. And last week, we spoke about fertility. And today, the final show, we've got Dr. Arif Anwar, our geneticist, in to talk about the Y chromosome. Of course, what makes up the male. Actually the Y chromosome. But now there's a lot of debate around the Y chromosome. Is it really declining in terms of gene makeup? Is it deteriorating? Is it shedding its genes? As I said, like snakes shed their skin. It goes through a random genetic mutation. You know, there is a threat of random genetic mutation because it does not have a duplicate like the X and X, which is what the women have. Mm. And so it's under threat to a certain extent. So would you agree? It is under threat.
I used to agree with that. I don't agree with that anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's not under threat. Are you impressed now?
But I think where the threat comes is not from generation to generation. The threat is what happens as we age. As George and I age... all humans, including George and I, there is damage to chromosomes.
So
and part of it is Y.
Yeah,
so part of it is the Y chromosome. Because the Y chromosome is so small, as we said, it's like 1 or 2% of all the DNA in each cell. If you lose more of it, I mean, there's only 50 genes. So if you lose 1 or 2 genes, it can be a big effect.
But doesn't it
and
have
there's
the...
other things, you see, if you think about what makes, and I'm going to sound quite sexist now, but there's a lot of evidence, you know, from psychological studies and metabolic studies and sociological studies that if you look at prison populations, if you look at aggressive behavior, if you look at aggressive crime, if you look at what would be classified as more risky behavior, it's predominantly men who do those kind of things.
Y chromosome determine men to take more risk?
Well, there is a genetic... there are actually good examples for this because some men are born with 2 Y chromosomes.
Oh, so we have mutation, XYY?
XYY.
Wow.
And those men,
Super male.
Superman. don't get too excited
because they're infertile.
These supermen can be more unstable. They can have reduced fertility. They can be more aggressive. there's an overdosage of the Y chromosome material. You can also have the reverse kind of, which is, you know, double XY, which is sterile, and then they kind of, well, they're sterile. Less of, not very aggressive.
I think Mira's partly confused and partly impressed.
How do you know if you have a double X or a double Y?
Only through genetic analysis, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there would be quite obvious behavior. But
we occasionally come across them whenever patients, you know, come forward for infertility. Mm-hmm. And then so obviously before you conduct any infertility treatment, you want to make sure that your next generations will not be affected. And in, like Arif was saying that infertilities may be affected by certain mutations in the Y chromosome, like, you know, like, for example, AZF genes on that part, or Fragile X syndrome or something like that can result in this. And then so they want to know whether those are passed on to the next generations. And then during then, we find out that they may have XYY or XXY.
Okay. XYY is harder to detect. I mean, it could be people who are very aggressive. And, you know, if the there was a paper published about the U.S. prison population, and there is a much higher percentage of men who are XYY in the U.S. prison population. So this could be, I mean, what it indicates, doesn't prove it, what indicates that is the Y chromosome is involved in aggressive behavior. Mm-hmm. And there was this very fascinating study published 3 days ago. See, I like to give you guys the freshest bit of news.
You should have told me I wouldn't have done any homework.
The freshest bit of news. So there was a study published at Cornell, which is a very reputable university in the US, 3 days ago. And they found that God knows how they – I mean, how do you get funding for a project? I'll tell you the title and then you can laugh or not laugh and work out if you get funding, if you should be get funded. They were studying what happens to men in terms of how much they eat, whether or not they're in the company of women or not. Mm-hmm. That was their research.
And the purpose.
And they got funding to do this research.
What was
somebody, somebody agreed that I can feel scientists all over Malaysia thinking, my God, that I got funded at Cornell. Let me say that again. So they were looking at what happens to male behavior in terms of eating in front of women in a social situation or if there are no women around. Okay. So I have no idea how they would control that experiment, but they did. And what they found is that men eat more.
In the company
the presence of women.
To impress the girls.
And it's considered to be risky behavior, apparently.
Well, I think these days and age, men will probably eat less to show that, you know, you just don't have the...
I don't know. Well, I mean, you can think of all sorts of biological reasons why that would be considered cool and risky, trying to impress.
Why? Well, I'm trying to get my head around this.
Well, it means you're fit. You have... there's this concept in genetics of fitness. Fitness as in... Not in fitness in terms of being able to run, but fitness in terms of being able to reproduce. So if you have access to food, Anyway.
We have to stop there. We're digressing.
But the point is aggressive behavior is determined by the Y chromosome. That was my point.
So eating... in front of a opposite sex is perceived in Cornell as aggressive behavior.
I didn't do the work. But anyway,
and they got funded, George.
They got funded.
It's Cornell. They get funded by anything, right? Okay.
Prison populations. And then CEOs. They also found more
after
CEOs.
After all that, okay. Right. Mira, I mean, what do you think? So do you think that there's some element of truth in this study, that it essentially just highlight that there is a genetic reasons why, there's a nature reason why men actually die younger than women?
There's a nature reason as to the Y chromosome. Yeah, after all the reading that I've done.
Well,
right.
Well, you know, the way I look at
it. But then Arif is now coming back to say that everything that I've read says that there is definitely a deterioration in the Y chromosome and rapidly.
Yeah. With time, in the individual.
In every individual. Mm-hmm. So it's different from one person to the other?
It is different from one person to the other because the more unhealthy things that you do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, everyone knows all these things. And we say it again. Everyone says the same things. You know, shouldn't smoke, shouldn't drink too much, shouldn't eat bad food, shouldn't be obese, should eat healthy food. All of those things, if you do them, they damage your DNA.
Okay.
And all your DNA.
So that, and you're right with the argument about what about the women? You know,
we're also not doing
the right things. We're not.
But you live
practicing.
Longer. You live 6 years longer.
Why are my exes not getting affected?
You
by
live
this?
6 years longer.
Why?
Okay. Impressor. Go on, impressor. Right, tell her why.
Because the Y chromosome is weak. I mean, come on,
aggressive.
Darren.
I mean, you can. Well,
the way I interpret it, right? Okay, is that the Y chromosome is protective for men until men destroy themselves with other things, such as smoking and eating unhealthily and not exercising. So I think, you know, there's some element of truth, but it is not the deletions by age, it's deletions by destruction of what you do, the lifestyle.
Earlier on, you spoke about how it's insignificant, and that's what's probably why. I mean, do you think it's a weaker, insignificant...
Well, you see, the fact you've got these 50 genes still left, and the most recent stuff is saying that there hasn't been any change, significant change, for 25 million years. So the fact this has been maintained implies that it's important and it's essential. Right. And then going back to your question about the why men die, I mean, one theory is about the different patterns of fat deposition. Right. So if you look at...
So, I mean, of course, that's partly determined by genes and also...
Genetics.
Yeah, and also...
It's genetics. Fat deposition. Fat deposition. So men and women, whereas they increase in weight, the areas where fat is put down is different. Men, it tends to be on the torso and the tummy. Women, behind thighs.
So man boobs and
so beer which is belly. Bad for you, see, because if you're a guy and it's around all your cardiovascular region and lung tissue and liver tissue, and all fat can damage all of those organs.
Well, okay,
one
right.
theory.
Hang on, in the spirit of Movember, you know, because you know the whole thing is to bring up awareness in men's health. I mean. Obviously, there's a lot of things that one can change, like all the nurture elements of that, like, you know, treatment-seeking behavior, going to see doctors earlier,
and your then
actually
habits.
Your bad habits, yeah. Cut down on smoking, and also exercise more, and also, you know, be more aware of your peers who experience problems, such as, you know, mental health and things like that. However, do you think that the whole thing about... men's being compromised in their health can eventually be solved by genetics? Because if we are talking about Y chromosome is the potential weaker link that may result in cancer, if we're talking about that weaker link that may result in more chances of depression, if we're talking about more risk of Y chromosome defect might be resulting in fertility. So is the answer in the spirit of Movember to solve the problems of this discrepancy in life expectancy lies in genetics? So what do you think?
Well, you see, the flip side of the coin is the X chromosome. Now, there is no second X chromosome either, right? So if you're a man, then there are many more genes on the X chromosome, which do all sorts of important things. If you have a mutation, a problem with your X chromosome, this is the thing, you see, we have to remember our bodies are changing all the time. There's cells being made and cells copying DNA all the time. And mistakes can occur every day. there are a whole class of medical conditions which are called X-linked disorders, which are inherited, where it's a male problem because the male doesn't have a second X chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
So we are disadvantaged. Doubly disadvantaged because
we
only have one
duplicate.
Y and we can't copy the Y and fix it, and we can't fix the X. There's no copy.
Well, you know, from what we're saying now is that, you know, early on we said that there are modifiable parameters such as treatment-seeking behaviors. So what this study, is it highlighting that even a man decide to even out all those things? There's no smoking, there's exercising, there's, you know, going to see doctors earlier. Just like women, we are still somewhat compromised in our life expectancy.
We are somewhat compromised because even if you follow every perfect thing, you have no way to...
catch up
well,
with women.
Well, actually, I mean, for example, there are regions that are common between the X and Y,
mm-hmm.
which means they can fix across each other. But there's vast stretches which are not common. So how do you fix that?
Well, coming back to
basically,
this,
it's bad design.
It is.
So hence you are at greater threat of a random genetic mutation as well.
Is that true?
You're not at greater threat of a random genetic mutation, but you're at greater threat of a random genetic mutation having an effect from a disease perspective.
Right. So does that mean that the solutions, you know, because part of the solutions obviously is kind of in the spirit of Movember is to live healthy, seek doctors, stop smoking. And then, but the potential holy grail in the future is somehow to manipulate the genes so that it can somewhat match what a woman's genes integrity is.
Can you fix it or slow down the age-related loss?
Well, I mean, for this paper, I think it's quite a significant paper because they are spotting areas of defects, mutations at old age. So if somehow you can actually reduce the damage to these genes, are we talking about, you know, a genetic viewpoint to make male the stronger gender or equal gender compared to female?
Can you strengthen the Y chromosome?
The easiest way is to be healthy. You reduce damage and enhance things that repair DNA, antioxidants, for example. Have a healthy diet. It's the number one thing you can do.
Mm. Is there any potential to repair instead of, like, once it's damaged, does it mean it's damaged forever? Is there a way to repair genes naturally?
There is a way, not naturally.
Unnaturally?
Unnaturally, there is a technique called genome editing.
Now we're getting technical.
Which is a way to repair it, but it's not allowed for this kind of thing. It would be massively unethical, and there's loads of research to do still.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, you're tinkering with things that you don't know what the implications could be. It's right now far too dangerous.
Okay.
Wow.
And, is that why also we see a staggering number of infertile men? I mean, as Dr. Prashant spoke about last week, sperm counts have dropped about 50% worldwide. And now if you talk about infertility, it's 50% men, 50% women who are, having this problem. So do you think that the deterioration of the Y chromosome with, age and stuff like that, do you think that's affecting infertility as
Absolutely,
well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can you elaborate for the listeners, or the benefit of the listeners, about the different genetic conditions that will result in male infertility?
Well, I mean, some of the key genes that are on the Y chromosome are related to sperm production. So if you have a mutation or if you affect production of those genes, then obviously you'll have either no sperm production or less sperm production or less quality. And again, smoking, bad diet, alcohol, all affects DNA across the board.
I mean, even without smoking or alcohol, like, for example, cystic fibrosis genes, it actually will cause defect in the tube formations. So there's a condition that we see quite frequently is a condition called congenital bilateral aplasia vas deferens. Essentially, the nature will do a vasectomy for you because of a defect in its development. And this is linked to cystic fibrosis genes. So when we identify men who have got this condition, and then their sperms they have a nature's kind of like a result of a vasectomy. So we have to do operations to retrieve these sperms. And when we retrieve these sperms, they have this big consideration to think about because they will pass on a cystic fibrosis genes to the next generations. And then so therefore, we begin to realize that there's a lot more complicated area evolving around the genetic of infertile men.
So considering that, you are sometimes at threat of a genetic mutation as far as disease is concerned in the Y chromosome, can you pass it down to the next generation?
Well, this is the thing. If the damage is occurring...
I don't know. We'll come back and catch up with that question. We're going to go into a quick market update. If you have a question for us as far as the Y chromosome is concerned, give us a call. The number is 0377 109 000. Tweet BFM Radio or text 0162 01 9000.
Modern life leaves little time for exercise or stress-free living, which could lead to fatty liver. Symptoms include fatigue, lack of energy or ability to focus, and anyone can suffer from it. If left untreated, it may progress to liver failure or worse. Help your liver stay healthy. L-Pro, formulated with traditional Chinese medicinal herbs, nourishes and protects your liver. L-Pro, available exclusively at GNC.
Is buzzwords like cloud, big data, IoT, SaaS, PaaS all confusing you? How do you make your business go mobile? Surely there's an easier way to absorb all this. Introducing to you Tech Talk, the only technology-focused radio show that you need to understand everything in the world of tech. Just listen to some of our customer feedback.
My life changed when I started listening to Tech Talk. It really did change my life. I understand everything now. Life-changing.
All this for free. Here's how you listen in. Tune in to BFM 89.9 every weekday at 12 p.m. or you can get it now. That's right. Visit bfm.my and download the podcast.
This is not a real commercial selling any product, but just vital information to keep you up to speed for your business. No blunt or harm during this commercial. Real results may vary.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
Here's a quick update from Bursa Malaysia. The FBM KLCI is now up 0.1% at 1,684 points, seesawing in midday trade due to a weaker ringgit and the lack of market boosting catalysts. So far, over 2 billion shares have changed hands today with 1.6 billion ringgit. The five most active counters are XOX Berhad, China Stationery, Instacom Group, China Automobile Parts and Wintoni Group. Top gainers include Chihua Group, Focus Dynamics, Supermax Corporation, APB Resources and China Stationery. Decliners are led by Wintoni Group, XOX Berhad, DPS Resources, Pawaja Holdings and Oriented Media. We'll have next more in our next news update at the top of the hour on BFM 89.9.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasodhi. We're on our last show for Movember, which is to bring about greater, you know, awareness amongst men and their health. George, I can see the beard and the moustache.
It is emerging.
Barely surviving.
27 days of growth. It's like, you know, 0.3 millimetres per day.
Does that have anything to do with the Y chromosome?
It does. I could do that overnight.
It's got nothing to do with the Y chromosome then. Can't be.
Well, I guess, you know, they'll be home.
Just trying to get my own back.
I feel a little bit inferior now. Okay, it's all right. Okay,
yeah.
Next year I'll
Chiles.
Just... Yeah. Next year I will just draw it.
Okay.
I'll just draw the
just
mustache.
We'll just make Arif do it, actually. Okay, we're discussing the Y chromosome.
Surrogate mustache grower.
There's a conspiracy about how the Y chromosome could possibly become extinct one day. It is a conspiracy theory, really. Okay. Dr. Arif,
who's behind this conspiracy? Arif,
it's you yourself.
That's right.
You know, drinking and smoking and not looking after yourselves.
Okay.
Does affect the health of your Y chromosome. And just a refresher, your Y chromosome contains genes involved in sex determination as well as sperm production. And now, possibly in your life and how long you live, as well as fighting cancer, we're still not sure about that. Yeah, that's still debatable, isn't it? So, doesn't it have the ability to evolve and change, Dr. Arif? I mean, I'm just thinking, most of our genes have. I mean, you look at epigenetics, right? It does. It has to learn to evolve and change, or we're all going to die
disappear.
Of cancer or something.
I mean, genes are evolving all the time. I think you asked me before the break whether we can pass it on, you know, these Y chromosome changes. And the answer is not when you're an adult. Because the cells that they're, I mean, for example, the study in Sweden, they were looking at blood in these elderly gentlemen and looking at the Y chromosome. So if it's in your blood, you can't pass it on because it has to be in the sperm itself. So if you are reproducing and you have damage to your Y chromosome, and it's in the sperm, then you pass it on. That's very different to what the study is looking at here. They're looking at cells which are already adult cells in blood, which are non-sex cells. So it can't be passed.
It cannot
be passed. Right. It's not being passed
on.
So
a mutation can be passed on during fertilization.
It can be passed on during sperm production. So every single sperm will have a slightly different Y chromosome. And that's the whole process. I mean, evolution is designed to generate variety. So this is why, you know, a couple, even if they have 10 children, they'll all look different because each one has a slightly different X and Y chromosome from each parent.
Mm.
So does it have the ability to evolve and change?
It's always evolving and changing. All our DNA is evolving and changing. It's evolving and changing. It's designed to do that. I mean,
this is, you know, to start off with, you have got a better genes. It's just what you do to it that actually makes it inferior.
The whole process of producing eggs and sperm is designed to create variety. I mean, there's massive intermixing between the different chromosomes to generate, and every single sperm and every single egg will have a different DNA.
Hmm.
What do you make of all of this, George?
Well, confused. Okay. Well, actually, you know, some of the things, obviously, is very technical, but, you know, it all boils down, in my opinion, I want to make sense of whether this is more nature or this is more nurture. What do you think? I mean, do you more err towards this is brought about all these kind of like male inferiority is actually brought about in health, obviously, is brought about by self. Right? Better clarify that.
Well, I think genetics. It's definitely, you know, based on what I've read, genetically, the Y chromosome is under threat. And to compound that, your bad habits are just making it worse.
Yeah.
So if it is
and behavior. And
yes,
aggressive behavior.
So if you've
gone... It's a mirror to kind of summarize it so to make it make sense of this.
So if research is revealing that, you know, the Y chromosome has gone from having 1,400 genes to just 45 now and the trend is slowing down, then I'd believe it.
Mm.
Because it may be, it may not be as alarming as it sounds, but it's definitely happening.
Mm.
So...
Actually,
when is it going
to end? And the dangerous part is what happens during the life of a man. There is progressive damage to the Y chromosome with age. That's
so there you go. Triple whammy. Your bad habits, your age, everything is, again, working against you.
Yeah. Smoking. More men smoke than women.
Bad habit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. I mean, before, I used to give lectures about, you know, discrepancy between life expectancy in men and women, and used to just say, oh, it's completely nurture, until I saw this paper and I begin to realize that, you know, there should be a genetic vulnerability in a male gender that actually put us at risk, and it's not purely just a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that exacerbated the situation. I totally agree with you.
I think George has hit it, the word a vulnerability. The fact there's only one X and one Y. It's, as I said, it's a design fault.
I don't want to sound sorry for yourself.
This is our last week to feel sorry for ourselves. Come on, this is Movember. Come on, in the spirit of that, we deserve a little bit of
sympathy.
If it makes you feel...
No, we don't want sympathy. We just want acknowledgement.
If it makes you feel any better. I have a line here that describes the Y chromosome. It spends its life slaving away in the sweltering, destructive confines of the testes, where millions of sperms are generated every day in a frenzy of cell division. And of course, in this no duplication process for it to seek repair, and at threat of a random genetic mutation.
That sums up a man's life, really.
Absolutely. Feeling sorry for yourself. There you go.
There you go.
You feel any better now?
That's so good. I think we need to get that repeated. you need to forward sell that.
I will do that.
That's right.
Your message for... Well, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, like George was saying, and you know, you were saying, Mira, there's no easy fix. The genetic part... I mean, the technologies do exist, but it would be monumentally orders of magnitude more complicated to where we are with science today. So the easy fix is the nurture part. The nature part is very hard to fix, impossible to fix. The easy part is the nurture part. So, you know, in the spirit of this month, you know, I know it's very hard to live a perfectly healthy lifestyle. I'm not a great example. But, you know, smoking, that recent study... You know, smoking was a really massive factor in terms of damaging the Y chromosome. So quitting smoking or reducing the amount of smoking is a big thing that can be done. Stress, I mean, all the factors, they said stress was a big factor in damage to the Y chromosome. Smoking, too much alcohol, obesity, so all the stuff we know already. And, you know, it just takes a little bit of a change, a small change, a little bit of a change, because it's progressive, you see. It's happening all the time. So if you stop, it's not too late. You can stop it or reduce the damage.
George?
No. Well,
Cut your losses.
Well, actually, first of all, I just want to say thank you. And second of all, thank you for this platform, for the whole 4 weeks of carefully thought out program. And then also it evolved, you know, this cascade to the community. Like, for example, this weekend, University of Malaya, they're doing this blue cap run. And then, you know, a lot of men who suffer from cancer and all sorts of male disease, you know, orientated kind of awareness programs that are happening. And, you know, it's because of we have platforms like this to talk about. A study like this actually just highlight how behind we are when it comes to research, when it comes to men's health, because, you know, female disease awareness and also research in breast cancer, cervical cancers, is kind of light years ahead of men. And then something like this can potentially be used as a tumor marker or a disease marker in the future. And then that is the beginning of a small baby step to push men's health forward. And I really, really appreciate, you know, opportunities that BFM has, gives to the kind of men's health platform to highlight these issues.
Amir, if I can just add to that. Yeah, no, thank you again to BFM. I mean, you know, just ending on something serious, you know, there are many conditions which unfortunately are far more common in men. So it's a case of whether you're parents, being careful with your children, if you're an adult or if you have someone you love, being careful with people that you care about. Many conditions, you know, autism, for example, is one. It's twice as common in males than females. Why is that? Right?
Mm.
Does it have something to do with the Y chromosome or the lack of not having a second X chromosome? And there are hundreds of X-linked conditions, and they're called X-linked because they're more common in men, in male children and babies, and they're occurring because there's only one X chromosome.
Mm.
And there are hundreds of these conditions, and they're not trivial conditions. They're serious, life-threatening, debilitating conditions. So there is a serious side to it, and, you know, we can say yes that from a genetic perspective, you know, and our bodies are designed for everything to be in pairs. And this is this is one fundamental thing. I mean, you know, the heart is one great example of a weakness in humans. You know, if you were designing a human again, you'd have two hearts maybe. Maybe if you're doing it again for men, maybe you would have two Y chromosomes and two X chromosomes, but it's too late now, so we have to live with what we have to live with. So awareness is very important. You know, look after yourselves and appreciate that there are some issues that we have to understand.
Can I have a plea to your listener, please? Whoever knows how to grow a moustache faster, let me know next year.
Just get somebody else to grow
me?
It for
I
you.
Say, I've tried the olive oil, I've tried the vinegar, I've tried everything. It's not working, all right? Okay,
George.
So whoever knows how to do it, let me know next year.
George, I can give you the gene for
you're
it.
Right.
I'll donate it. Thank you both very much for joining me today. Dr. George Lee, consultant neurologist, and Dr. Arif Anar, our resident geneticist, talking to us about the Y chromosome this Movember on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.